When you see a patient right now who you're evaluating for adjuvant therapy, younger patient, say in their 50s, who's either a non-smoker or someone with a mutation, will you offer Tarceva as adjuvant therapy off trial?
I don't, Neil. That's a great question. That's another question that we debate a lot about. The reason I don't is that the S0023 study presented by Karen Kelly at ASCO and updated at World Lung randomized patients to either get ERISA or not get ERISA after having chemo radiation for stage 3. And what it showed was that patients who had gotten ERISA as their adjuvant therapy actually had a worse outcome. Not statistically significant, but very close to being statistically significant than those patients who didn't get ERISA. So I worry a little bit that off of protocol, I feel a little uncomfortable using adjuvant Tarceva. Remember, this is a curable setting. We're hoping to cure some of these patients. And until we have more clarity of data, I feel a little bit uncomfortable doing that in the non-protocol setting. I must say that I've been tempted many times to do that in the non-protocol setting and usually have resisted that. And then when this data came out from Karen, I became much firmer in my resolve not to do that. Now, as you recall from the think tank, my opinion is just one opinion, and there are very thoughtful people out there who would use adjuvant Tarceva in patients who they thought either had a profile suggestive of a response or a mutation were Colorado index positive.
Well, the other thing that was interesting, and I remember asking you at the think tank what you would do if you were in that situation, the adjuvant situation, being a non-smoker with a mutation. As I recall, you said you'd probably be treated.
I said I would probably be treated because I'd be willing to accept that risk myself. And I think that that's, again, something you end up talking to patients about. And I've done it. I've treated people in this setting because I've talked to patients. They've been willing to accept that risk. But I think the risk is there. And so I think that that's something you have to talk to the patient about and say, is the patient willing to accept that risk, that there may be an increased risk of death in the setting? Because to be quite frank, we're not going to have this answer for 10, 15 years. It's going to take a long time for adjuvant studies to mature in that kind of a setting. Maybe not 10 or 15 years, but it's going to be, 7 to 10 years.